universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Wow, never a dull moment with President Trump in the White House. Two massive announcements yesterday. Actually, one of them had been announced over the weekend. What was happening with the steel and aluminum tariffs to protect our industry. And the Republicans and the globalists all through the week said, he's not really going to do it. He's not really going to do it. Well, he really did it. And that's a good thing. Quite frankly, the Democrats, there's an article here. Democrats are considering dropping superdelegates altogether. Well, that would be a start, wouldn't it? That corrupt system that, as we pointed out, had already handed the nomination to Hillary. That was even before we realized that she had bought the bankrupt party with the proceeds of her international corruption. But she had so many superdelegates before the process even began, it was nothing but a pageant. And so now they're talking about getting rid of these superdelegates altogether because it was pretty clear to everybody that the Democrat primaries really didn't matter. But you know what they really need to do? They really need to drop this Russia nonsense. Oh, if you're a Democrat, I didn't say that. Shh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell your Democrat friends to tell them to continue on with this Russia nonsense. Because while they're playing these tired political games, while they're playing the identity politics, Trump is taking care of business. It's the economy, stupid. That was what won the election for Bill Clinton. And they want to complain about crumbs on your table that they will fight to take off. And they want to complain and say, well, the Republicans, as Chuck Schumer said, Republicans are going to rue the day that they pass the tax cuts. And you've heard Democrats push against that because Democrats just instinctively have a reflexive reflex to any kind of tax cut. As Bernie Sanders said, they're stealing the money from the Treasury. He doesn't think it's your money. None of them think it's your money. No matter how hard you work for it, no matter how long you saved, they want to take it. It's theirs. And you're taking stuff off their table. And they'll fight you for every last crumb. But when it comes to jobs, you've now got people like Chris Matthews at MSNBC. You've got Aaron Burnett at CNN. You've got the president of the AFL-CIO, and they're saying, this is great. This is what we've wanted to see. And guess what? They all vote. All these blue-collar workers that they've thrown under the bus. I played the clip yesterday about Joe Biden saying, you know, we got to get back to our blue-collar base. He's a lot more savvy than Chucky and Nancy. Biden understands that they have betrayed their blue-collar base, and I think it's too late. I think it's too late for them. This is going to, the election is going to turn one way or the other in these Rust Belt states. Why are they Rust Belts? Well, they're Rust Belts because the establishment Republicans and the establishment Democrats have betrayed the workers of this country for a very long time. They have decimated our economic infrastructure. And when you look at the hundreds of thousands of jobs just lost in one region, I'm going to tell you about that today. What they have given us is a policy of trickle-down poverty because the manufacturing jobs in those areas are really the injection of wealth. And the people working in those manufacturing plants, oh, those are dirty jobs, they told us back in the 1970s. You don't want those. You want the Chinese to do it. You want that. They'll do that stuff, and we don't have to pay them anything. That's what the people like Charles Koch have been telling us, the Koch brothers. He's got an op-ed piece out talking about how horrible this is and how wonderful free trade is. Still giving us the line that they lied to us 40 years ago, said, free trade, that is the path to prosperity. Well, maybe that is, but we haven't seen free trade. We have seen managed trade, and it's been managed to our disadvantage. Let me tell you something. There is no such thing as a free lunch. Said that yesterday. And there's no such thing as free trade. There isn't. Look at the actual tariffs that are going on. Even the story from Motor Trend that I talked about where they're saying, oh, look at this. Looks like a trade war starting up. Trump says after Juncker says, you raise those tariffs on steel, we're going to raise tariffs on motorcycles. And Trump says, well, I'll put a 25% tax on your cars. How's that? They said, this is awful. Look at Trump. And then in the fine print, later on, down to the bottom of the article, they talk about the fact that our cars going into Europe, 10% tax. Their cars coming into our country, 2.5%. They charge us four times the amount of tax. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, it's been an amazing, I guess, what, maybe about 12, 16 hours, 18 hours in Washington. This is the way CNN put it. They said how Trump caught the White House and the world by surprise. They said when the White House aides arrived in work yesterday, Thursday, they were prepared for a market-shaking event, the trade tariffs. They said this would prompt jitters among U.S. allies. It would cause heartburn among the establishment. Yeah, you bet. It might even cause some Goldman Sachs bankers to go back to Goldman Sachs out of the White House. Goodbye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Or maybe let it hit you on the way out. I don't know. I'd like to see that. Anyway, said it would cause heartburn among establishment thinkers, said CNN. Even Republicans. Well, I would say especially Republicans, especially the establishment Republicans who bought into this fiction of free trade. As I was saying at the top of the hour, there's no such thing as free trade. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There's always a hitch. There's no such thing as free trade. It has been managed, and it's been managed to our disadvantage for a very long time. How can you look at America after 40 years of these failed promises from the Koch brothers and these doctrinaire open trade, free trade globalists? We know what it's done to our country. Come on. You can stop lying to us now. How about that? How stupid do you think we are? We're not going to buy your economic lies anymore. And I'm glad to see President Trump do this immediately when it came out a week ago. I said, this is a great thing. This is a great idea. And the Republicans all through the week, oh, I don't know. I don't think we can do that. And they're still saying that. We'll talk about whether or not you, the voters, especially the Republican voters, do the Republican voters believe in the quote unquote free trade, the free lunch that we've seen for the last few years? You know, we're going to have all those poor Chinese people work in subhuman conditions. Paid slave wages at slave conditions. And don't worry about it, said many of the libertarian economists. Don't worry about it. They're going to make you wealthy. They're going to work for you. That's the attitude of these people. Well, it hasn't worked out. And CNN goes on to say they weren't prepared for two earth-shattering events. President Trump sent shockwaves across the globe when he accepted an invitation from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un for talks. And that's what we're going to talk about first. Let's talk about these talks. Because although you had the Democrats reflexively oppose tax cuts, they hate the fact that you would keep some of your money. They hate the fact that you would take any power, which is what the money is, any power away from Washington. Bernie Sanders, they're robbing the Treasury. That's what he said. Robbing the Treasury. That money is ours. No, it's not yours, Bernie. It's not yours. It's our money. And people are going to vote to keep their money. They're going to fight you for those crumbs on the table. Nancy, Chucky, we're not going to rue the day the tax cuts are put in. But so they fought that. They tried to say, oh, this is to help the big business and everything. Well, they can't say that about this. Big business is furious. Wall Street is furious. The Goldman Sachs bankers are furious. The GOP big donors like the Koch brothers are furious about this. You know who's happy about this? The voters in the Rust Belt. The voters who have seen the reality of what happens after this theory, after this lie of free trade was sold to us. Again, we can talk about free trade. You know, we've talked so much about the utopianism of the socialists, of the Marxists. They always say, you know, if we were to do this or that, it would just be, no downside to this and so forth. Completely divorced from reality. And the other side can be completely divorced from reality, too. This argument for free trade has been disproven over 40 years. Just as we have proven the failure of socialism in places like North Korea versus South Korea. Look at the two economies there. How has that worked out for them? Over since, what was it, the 1950s? So now we're like 70 years into this thing. You've got one of the poorest nations on earth versus one of the richest nations on earth because of the system. The freer the system, the better it works. But as long as the government is controlling our trade, and as a matter of fact, it's not being controlled by government. We haven't had the American government negotiating on our behalf for quite some time. It's been done by international organizations like the World Trade Organization, or it's been put through by the globalists in this North American free trade agreement. It's not free trade. It's not free trade. Look at what's happened between us and Mexico. Look what's happened to our industry. We're not idiots. We're not idiots. But let's talk about this North Korean thing first, because we've talked about the tariffs. Everybody saw that coming. This came out of nowhere. It came out very quickly. The headline from the Daily Mail, Washington in shock after Trump accepts a stunning invitation to meet the North Korean despot by May after the rogue nation agrees to suspend nuclear missile tests. Trump teases big news, and it arrives in the dark on the driveway, says AP. They said instead of a televised address to the nation, or a press conference in the stately East Room. The news ultimately was delivered by a South Korean national security official who was standing on the White House driveway in the dark in the evening last night. It said several Pentagon officials said shortly before the announcement that they had no knowledge of what the South Koreans planned to announce. They didn't know. This was something that was done strictly with the South Koreans and President Trump. He didn't include the Pentagon. He didn't include Rex Tillerson. As a matter of fact, Rex Tillerson, Secretary of State, was in Africa on a safari. No, he's traveling in Africa. I wonder if he's going to do anything. I shot an elephant in my pajamas, and now we got there. I'll never know. I don't know if he's going to do anything about the genocide that is building in South Africa. We're going to have a South African joining us in the next hour, talking about the rapid changes that are happening there. The violence has escalated. We talked to him back in the fall. But the violence has really escalated in South Africa in the last couple of months. And with a new president and with a rabid Marxist with the minority party pushing this and the president agreeing to it, they're now saying that talking about confiscating all land without compensation. First they were said, well, we're going to take it, but not give just compensation. Then they said, we're not going to give any compensation at all. Then they said, well, we're taking the land now. We're not talking about killing them just yet. Just yet. But you wait. You wait for that. It's going to become, well, they're already killing them. They're already killing them. Just not officially with the government troops. They've got their own goons going out there and doing it, so they got some plausible deniability. But it's open season on white farmers there because of race, because of race. I wonder if Rex Tillerson is going to say anything about that. When you buy property, you got to record the race of the person who buys the property. They're going to take back some of this property. They're going to sell it to other people or compensate other people. You can't buy it back if you're white. You can't own it if you're white. This is the white privilege of Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground that they created. They called it white skin privilege. This Marxist leader says, we're going to cut the throat of white privilege. See, they're still using the same language. And this is where this is all going to go in America if we don't stop this hatred that is being fostered and festering in the Democrat Party. Democrat Party is pushing us straight down the same road as that Marxist Nelson Mandela that they worship. We told you from the very beginning, this is all about Marxism, and it all began with that. He was a Marxist from day one. He's always been a proud Marxist. And it doesn't matter what color the skin, the Marxists, they're a bunch of murdering thieves, and you can see that throughout history. The history of the 20th century cannot be denied. Anyway, let's go back to Rex Tillerson, who was in Africa somewhere in Africa, lost in darkest Africa, just before, hours before, said that the U.S. was a long ways away from direct talks. Well, Rex Tillerson was a long way out of the loop, was where Rex Tillerson was, which is a good thing. I have opposed Rex Tillerson ever since it was rumored that he was going to be put in the Trump administration. Everything about that guy I don't like. What he did at the Boy Scouts, what he did with Exxon, none of that stuff I like. It was a very bad choice. Anyway, hopefully he'll be leaving soon too, since he's got out of the loop. Word was already out that the South Korean delegation had just returned from Pyongyang, had spent the day briefing the White House officials on their conversations, and almost a half hour after that news broke, the White House weighed in with a statement from Press Secretary Sanders confirming that Trump had indeed accepted the invitation, and the two leaders would meet at a place and time to be determined. There are more details about this, there's more analysis of this, and we're going to talk about how many people, even on CNN, reacted in surprising support of President Trump. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful host. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The picture of the New York Post front page is up on Drudge, top of Drudge, called The Kim and I. But at the very top of Drudge is the report that the Fed's report on jobs has just come out. Massive surge. Wall Street is happy again. And then you're going to see a sell-off. You know, they always buy on expectations, sell on the news. So the good news, they're going to sell it off because I can't get any better than this. But it just keeps getting better. We're going to talk about the tariffs that had Wall Street freaked out over the last week. People in America know what's going on. We understand that this country has been sold out by these people. And later on, we're going to talk about a letter from 107 Republicans to President Trump saying, don't do it, President Trump. Don't bring back the steel industry. Don't bring back aluminum. They'll hate us over there. They'll hate us if we let them stop taking advantage of us, taking our industry, taking our infrastructure, taking our jobs. Don't do that, President Trump. Don't fight them. Just bow down. We want them to like us. Well, maybe they do want them to like them. Maybe they are getting some contributions that are laundered from these foreign organizations. I mean, it's a dirty place. When they've got so much power there, it's always going to be dirty. That place, Washington, D.C., it's not a swamp. It's a black hole. They have so much power there that it is a black hole for corruption, for bribery, because they have so much control over our life, that's why this all happens. And then every time something happens, like a school shooting, Washington's got to do something about it. Save us, save us. No, you can do it yourself. You don't even have to get rid of the awful legislation that was put through by Biden and signed by George H.W. Bush to make our schools, quote-unquote, gun-free zones, just like they're drug-free zones. Yeah, right. You don't even have to get rid of that. We had 10, 12 years ago, we had people here in Texas, sheriffs and school districts saying, we're going to protect our kids. You don't need protection. You don't need permission from Washington to protect your kids. And if they try to unconstitutionally infringe on your God-given rights, if they want to ignore the Second Amendment, you just say, well, you come and take it. Just come and take it. We're going to protect our kids in school, and we don't need Washington to do it. We don't need them to come up with a program. We don't need them to try to take all the guns from everybody, because we know what's behind that. But let's get back to what's going on here. It's just more good news today in terms of the jobs report. But it was the summit news that took everybody by surprise, especially sex state T-Rex, who was in Africa. T-Rex in Africa. You could do a movie on that. It'd be pretty good. But he said, we are long ways from talks, as the announcement was being made that talks were going to be happening right away. The historic meeting, they said it was brokered on the South Korean by the South Korean government. It was done, as I just pointed out, on the driveway in front of the White House in the dark, surprised everybody except for President Trump. Delivered the invitation. The South Korean government delivered the invitation to the White House. They divulged the details outside of the West Wing. A South Korean National Security Director said he expressed his eagerness to meet President Trump as soon as possible. Kim Jong-un did. Trump celebrated the news by tweeting it out last night. He said Kim Jong-un talked about denuclearization with the South Korean representatives, not just a freeze. Also, no missile testing by North Korea during this period of time. Great progress is being made, but sanctions will remain until an agreement is reached. A meeting is being planned. And then they point out here in this article from the New York Post, the U.S. and North Korea don't even have formal diplomatic relations. That's why it was so important for South Korea to step in here. And they said the two nations are officially still in a state of war because the Korean War ended with an armistice. So just a ceasefire. And so you have basically the South Korean president playing good cop. You got President Trump playing bad cop. And maybe it'll work. We certainly hope it'll work. Here's what Aaron Burnett had to say about this. You would expect that, and of course there's a lot of people out there who hate President Trump so much that no matter what happens, they will find a way to criticize him. And we'll play that for you in just a moment. That's CNN's Jim Acosta, who hates Trump so viscerally he can never see anything good in anything that comes out. But Aaron Burnett at CNN was a bit more even-handed. Here's what she had to say.
The South Korean envoy saying that Kim Jong-un accepts that the joint exercises between the U.S. and South Korea must continue. How significant is that? That Kim Jong-un was willing to put that on the table. Is that something or not?
It is something, and it's huge, quite frankly. I would think Kim would run the risk of being viewed as irrelevant and, in fact, not being taken seriously if he were not to acknowledge that the coalition, the South Korean-U.S. coalition, military coalition on the peninsula, is one of the best in the world and has been there for 70 years. He has to acknowledge that that's not going away. And that their rhythm of exercises and joint connections and that command is going to continue to exist in some capacity. The fact that he acknowledged that makes us realize there might be something real here. Yep. But again, we have to be a large dose of skepticism has to be taken with all of this.
All right. Well, thanks very much to all of you. Just an extraordinary evening and, of course, opening the door to the big question. If President Trump can truly solve this problem, that would be going down as a great president. And there's no way around that. That is the reality here.
Okay. If he can solve this problem, he will go down as a great president, says Aaron Burnett at CNN. And she said there's no way around it. In other words, she's not going to go partisan and try to lie about this. But CNN's Jim Acosta will. He's going to try to deny that there's anything there. He's going to seize this moment to attack President Trump once again. Here's Jim Acosta.
That this may be more than just an invitation from Kim Jong-un. There are these talks that have been going on between the South Koreans and the North Koreans, and I'm told by a senior administration official that the content of what we're going to be hearing from the South Korean delegation leader in just a few moments is, quote, interesting. And so there's going to be more, I think, than just this information about Kim Jong-un inviting the President of the United States to meet with him. But make no mistake, we've gone from the President referring to Kim Jong-un as little rocket man and the President talking about fire and fury to the potential for a very unlikely and incredible and, dare I say, reality TV style meeting between two very different, in some ways, very similar leaders.
Two very similar leaders. Yeah, two very similar. Just can't help but stick that knife in his back. Jim Acosta. You even had former CIA chief and defense secretary under Obama, Leon Panetta, go on CNN and said, I think this is a very positive step. I think the world is breathing a sigh of relief. Everybody likes it, but Jim Acosta, he just can't get over being shut down by Sarah Sanders repeatedly. She has owned him so many times, he can't get over that. But then they said, there's a real chance that Trump could be walking into a trap. It's a trap, says CNN in their article. Seriously? Seriously? What is the downside of this? I don't know what the trap is. I mean, it seems to me like the U.S. is holding all the cards. South Korea has worked very carefully to try to maintain peace because President Trump has made it pretty clear that he's willing to wipe that little guy off the map, the little rocket man. We'll be right back. Talk more about this. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Hey, how you doing?
doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nascent Iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my Super Female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent Iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
People, even at CNN, saying if Trump does this, if he succeeds in these talks with North Korea, which just came out of the blue last night, surprised everybody, especially Rex Tillerson, who's totally out of the loop, halfway across the world, had no idea what was going on. He said, oh, talks are a long way off. Why would he say that? Well, because typically when something happens in Washington, there's a long, slow, bureaucratic process. And we have everybody, all the talking heads and all the policy wonks are talking about it for a very long time. It didn't happen this time. A very, very different approach, isn't it, with President Trump in the White House. Tweets back and forth about who's got the bigger button on their desk and so forth. And then the New York Times coming out and say, well, Trump doesn't actually have a button on his desk. See, he's lying again. It's just amazing to see the way the press reacts. But Erin Burnett, to her credit, said, hey, no denying, if we can do this, this is going to be great. It's going to go down as a great president. And then CNN in their article says, but is this a trap for President Trump? What trap? What trap? Let's look at two possibilities. It either works or fails, right? All right. What if it works? Well, then the South Korean president and President Trump and even the North Korean president, they all go down as heroes. And you can say that the South Korean president and President Trump disarmed a very dangerous, irresponsible idiot who's firing missiles all over the place, shooting missiles over Japan, threatening to nuke America and other places, whether or not he's got the capability to do it. I mean, he's making very irresponsible claims. He wants the attention. He wants the attention. And so if you could get the nuclear arms away from this guy, keep him contained, that would be a major, major victory. And to do it without a war, without any blood being shed. The South Koreans don't want to see a war. They don't want to see this guy wiped out. It's going to spill over into their country. The Russians don't want it either. The Chinese don't want it either. They know it's going to create a massive exodus of people into their countries. They've already been trying to get into their country because of economic issues. They're starving under communism. They always do under socialism. And so Russians have had to put troops on their border to protect their border. Wouldn't it be nice if America did that? Wouldn't it be nice if President Trump brought home troops out of these undeclared, unnecessary wars that we have all over the place, brought them home, protected the border till we could build the wall and build it out of the defense budget. Stick that in your NDAA and smoke it. How about that? All the garbage that they put in the NDAA all the time that has nothing to do with our security, things like indefinite detention of American citizens by the military without due process of any sort. Take that out of the NDAA. Put the wall in there. And there's more than enough slush money in the Pentagon to pay for it. That's real national defense. But the Russians had to put troops to protect their border from a massive wave of illegal immigrants. The Chinese, the same thing. The Chinese are not deferring action on North Koreans who come into their country. They send them right back out. So all of the surrounding countries don't want to see this happen. We don't want to see it happen. I certainly don't want to see unnecessary bloodshed. I don't know anybody that wants to, except maybe Lindsey Graham. He'd love to see a big war. But other than Lindsey Graham, I don't know anybody that wants to see a war there. And not even Leon Panetta, according to what he said publicly. And think about this. What the North Korean dictator wants more than anything is attention. I had a guy on as a guest who, and we've had him on many times. What was his name? I can't remember. It's escaping me right now, but we've talked to him many times. Michael Malice, yeah, that's right. He spent quite some time there. And he said, look, he doesn't want a war. He wants attention. And he's doing all this stuff. He's shooting missiles over Japan and everything because he wants attention. Well, this would give him attention. This would put him on the world stage. And if they pull this off, I wouldn't be surprised if all three of them get Nobel Peace Prizes. I mean, certainly they would really not want to give it to President Trump. I mean, they gave it to President Obama before he even took office. He hadn't done anything. But even if President Trump could get nuclear arms away from North Korea, the Nobel Peace Prize people would really not want to give it to him. But they would want to give it to Kim Jong-un. And they'd want to give it to the South Korean president. And so I think that they'd probably wind up, you know, grudgingly giving it to Trump because they could give it to the other two guys as well. And just think about that. If what Kim Jong-un wants is attention, and he gets to be a big player on the world stage, and he gets to have this big summit and meet with President Trump and so forth. And then he gets a Nobel Peace Prize. He gets that medal. You know, it's another thing that he can put on his chest with all those other little medals that he gave himself. you know, give yourself a medal, Kim Jong-un. Get rid of the nuclear weapons. We'll give you a little shiny medal. How about that? That's so as we look at this, CNN says, well, I don't know. Could be a trap. Could be a trap. What's the downside of this? The downside is nothing happens. The sanctions stay on. Sanctions aren't coming off till the talks. So the downside is that they just keep going down this same path. And at some point, he does something like shooting a missile at Guam and we just let go with everything that we've got. That's a bad sign. That's a bad effect for everyone. That would be the losing thing. It wouldn't be, as Lindsey Graham says, well, that's fine. Nobody here in this country going to die. I don't look at it that way. Most people don't look at it that way. We don't want to see a war happen. But that's the downside. And that's not a downside for Trump, even really. It's a downside for everybody else, as Lindsey Graham pointed out. That's and he's got something to say about this deal as well. But the BBC comes in, a writer, Laura Bicker, and she happens to bicker about what's going on here with this. She says, well, either U.S. President Donald Trump is either a master of brinksmanship, I think that's it, or a pawn in a more devious game, depending on who you speak to. She said the other actor on this, in this saga, Kim Jong-un, the only one who has yet to make a direct statement, who may just be the most significant player in this most extraordinary of political gambles. So flattery. It's all about the little North Korean president, according to the BBC writer. Let me tell you, he wants attention more than he wants the nukes. Let's hope that that's the case. But she said, but the risk here belongs to President Trump and to Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president. Oh, that's a risk for them? I don't see how that's a risk. Again, if this fails, then Kim Jong-un in North Korea is still surrounded by missiles and airplanes and troops and everything. I mean, he's got him completely surrounded, and they've got a they got sanctions on him. I mean, it's he's under siege with all these from the most powerful military we've ever seen in the world, in world history. He's under siege, completely surrounded. But of course, according to the BBC, all the risk is put on Moon and on Trump. She said Mr. Moon is viewed by his supporters as the negotiator in chief, who's now skillfully managed to get Mr. Kim to at least talk about getting rid of nuclear weapons. And people are calling this the North Korean charm offensive. I actually think this is a South Korean charm offensive, said one of the people in South Korea. And I think he's right. People understand what this is about. They understand that Kim is totally irrational, crazy, trying to get attention. And if Moon can talk him down off the ledge by playing good cop to President Trump's bad cop, that's a win-win for everybody here. And then you got Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham says the worst possible thing you can do is meet President Trump in person, try to play him. If you do that, it'll be the end of you, the end of your regime. I understand that if the past is any indication of the future, North Korea will be all talk and no action. However, I do believe North Korea now believes President Trump will use military force if he has to. Well, yeah, I think so. I think it's the, again, the good cop, bad cop stuff. And it was just earlier this week, Lindsey Graham, I'm not going to give him any credit for anything, but he was out there saying, I think it'd be good if we did this. I don't think any of us are going to die. I think it'd just be millions of them. That's great. I love that. I cannot contain my disgust for Lindsey Graham. Wrong on every issue. And he's in the wrong party too. What's the matter with the people of South Carolina that keep electing that guy? I don't understand. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the tariff news. We're going to talk about how the public sees this, how the Republican establishment and Democrat establishment see this, and we're going to talk about how you, the voters, see this. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, let's talk about tariffs. Let's get video clips of it ready here. We have President Trump yesterday, besides on the spur of the moment, the announcement that he will be meeting within the next couple of months. It'll be sometime in May. He's going to meet South Korean President, North Korean's Kim Jong-un. North Korea is now saying that they're not going to merely stop the testing. They're going to stop the testing in the meantime as a show of faith. America did not agree for that concession to get rid of any sanctions. And what is on the table is the removal, the denuclearization of North Korea. And then if they do that, then I presume that the sanctions will come off. That's the only thing they're going to get, is the sanctions removed from them. I don't see how that is a downside, even though CNN and BBC says, oh, this is a trap. Gotta watch out. This could make Trump and the South Korean president look really bad. They're being played by the North Koreans. It's like he's not holding any cards, folks. He's not holding any cards. So anyway, let's take a look at the Trump tariffs, because that was the other thing that came out yesterday. As even though President Trump began talking about that a week ago, all through the weekend, all through the week, everybody was saying, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm not listening. as the Hill puts it, defying the GOP yesterday, Trump orders steel and aluminum tariffs. He officially announced yesterday the steep tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. He signed the paperwork in a hastily arranged event at the White House. He said, today I am defending America's national security by placing tariffs on foreign imports of steel and aluminum. Trump went on to say that the domestic steel and aluminum industry has been ravaged by aggressive foreign trade practices. He said, this has been an assault on our country, and it has. Now, what he temporarily did was to exempt Canada and Mexico from these tariffs, because he's using this as a negotiating tactic on NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, air quotes around the free trade, because there is no such thing as free trade. As I've said before, it is managed trade, managed to our disadvantage. And so he's using that as leverage against them. He said, the countries that treat us the worst on trade and on military are our allies, as we like to call them. So that's what everybody's saying. You can't do this to Europe and so forth. They're our allies. They're our friends. Our friends who charge us four times the tax on our cars going into their country as we charge them on their cars coming into our country. Those are our friends. With friends like that, who needs the Chinese? He said, the workers who poured their souls into building this great nation were betrayed, but that betrayal is now over. As I point out in The Hill, critics have called it a thinly veiled excuse to enact protectionist policies that are overly broad, while gaining leverage over Canada and Mexico in the ongoing renegotiation of NAFTA. Yeah, why would anybody want any leverage when you're doing a negotiation? You know, that would be stupid, right? If you had leverage in a negotiation. And protectionist policies. Who has been protected? As I said before, this is a trade war that has been going on for 40, 50, 60 years against us. A trade war that has been conducted against the American people with the aid of the Washington establishment of both parties. And as I've also pointed out, remember when we were talking about the tax cuts that went through? The EU was furious. They said they were going to use the World Trade Organization to retaliate against the United States because of our domestic tax cuts. They said it gave us an unfair advantage. The trade war, folks, started back then. That was the first shot that was fired. But it wasn't heard around the world. Most people didn't report it. It was not reported in the mainstream media. But it happened, nevertheless. And so then what do we have in the Republican Party? Well, we got the never-Trumpers like Jeff Flake, a vocal free trader, they say, and Trump critic. Oh, really? Really? A Trump critic? He's going to introduce legislation to nullify the tariffs. He said, trade wars are not won, they're only lost, said Jeff Flake. I urge my colleagues to pass it before this exercise in protectionism inflicts any more damage on the economy. That's right. What a bunch of Orwellian doublespeak. Look, we've had protectionism. It's just that Jeff Flake and the Koch brothers have been protecting the wrong people. They've been protecting the globalists. They've been protecting foreign businesses. Elections, Jeff, are also lost on this, but you've already declared that you're bailing on this. So this is your gift to the globalists. Maybe they'll give you a position on some board or something, you know, some foundation of the Koch brothers. Maybe you can get a nice cushy seat on a board. But then also, Paul Ryan is there saying he disagrees with the tariffs, and he's pledged to lobby Trump to further narrow this policy so that it is focused only on those countries and practices that violate trade law. Where's that trade law come from? Oh, World Trade Organization. Maybe the TPP, maybe the Paris Climate Treaty, other things like that. Where did these trade laws come from? I thought that it was Congress that made laws. Oh, no, not when it comes to globalism. They pass that off to other people. Meanwhile, I already reported that Aaron Burnett had said that if Trump gets this deal to go through with North Korea, he's going to go down as a great president. There's no way around that. And now we got Chris Matthews talking about the tariffs. And he said Trump is looking out for the foreign workers. This is Chris Matthews at MSNBC. In a rare moment of truth here. He says, you can't let China grab all the steel. That's right. We're going to grab them by the steel. You know, we got Trump's got nerves of steel. He's got mind like a steel trap when it comes to this trade stuff. He is spot on. He said, Chris Matthews said, Trump is looking out for people that nobody else is looking out for. He said the tariffs are also very much a cultural issue in the Rust Belt. And he comes from that area. Chris Matthews comes from Pennsylvania. He went on to say, this is Pat Buchanan stuff. It's economic nationalism. It's the feeling that people have that Trump said, I'll be with you. This is a cultural issue as much as an economic issue. He said the battle will be won or lost in 2020 in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's not going to be fought in the high-tech areas of California or New York or Massachusetts. When Trump signed the steel and aluminum tariffs on Thursday, he specifically mentioned that workers who poured their souls into building the country had been betrayed, and he said he was delivering on his campaign promise to have their backs. And Chris Matthews went on to say, our factories were left to rot and rust all over the place. Thriving communities turned into ghost towns. You guys know that, right? Well, not any longer. The workers who poured their souls into building this great nation were betrayed, said Trump. But that betrayal is now over. I'm delivering on a promise I made during the campaign. I've been making it for a good part of my life. And so Chris Matthews quotes President Trump and said, yeah, he's absolutely right. This is not only a great economic move, but he makes common cause with the people there, which is a great political move as well. But it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. And you had one individual coming back and saying, the risk is the cost that when the Chinese decide, this is reported by Breitbart, this is said by Manning, he said, we're not going to sell you steel. The risk is that the Chinese can decide we're not going to sell you steel and you can't build stuff anymore because you're a threat to our Chinese economy. You know what that reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of what YouTube and Facebook and Twitter are doing. So whenever you allow some company or some country to have a monopoly on things, you know, it's kind of a rope-a-dope, isn't it? Oh, come on. Look, we got free labor. Got free labor for you here in China. Send us all of your jobs. Send us all your manufacturing. And then when they get all of our jobs and all of our manufacturing, we're sitting here thinking, oh, this is great, man. We got all these people working for us for free. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to get our hands dirty. We don't have to sweat in the factories. They're just going to make us rich. And then at some point, the Chinese say, no, we're not going to give you anything anymore. And that's what's happening with Silicon Valley now. That's what's happening with these people that were aided by the federal government, by the people who wanted to take control of the internet that they initially had created. DARPA initially created the internet. They lost control of it. And, oh, how can we get that back? I know. We'll have these free websites, these free social media websites where we'll put all this stuff out there. Everybody will come in and then we will shut it down. Shut the people that we don't like out of the marketplace of ideas. And just like China is going to do that same strategy and cut us out of the marketplace of goods. And President Trump sees this and he's not going to allow that happen. President Trump said, today I'm defending America's national security by placing tariffs on foreign imports of steel. You don't have steel, you don't have a country. And he is absolutely right. All right, when we come back in the next hour, we're going to be talking to a gentleman from South Africa, a man who is a farmer. And they're not only having their rights taken away, their property taken away, but you've got racist Marxists there. This is the end game of all the Antifa crap that we're seeing coming out of the colleges. And we're going to talk about what's going on in South Africa with these racist Marxists there.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
So, Chris Matthews understands that this is a winning issue. President Trump understands it's a winning issue. What do the American people think about the tariff issue? Well, Breitbart reports a poll that shows that more than 80% of all Americans support Trump's trade economic nationalism. This is a Harvard-Harris poll. 83% of Americans support President Trump's effort to level the playing field on foreign trade, to reverse a decades-long pattern of multinational free trade agreements, which have wiped out broad portions of the Rust Belt and Middle America. We don't need to hear any economic theories from libertarian economists on the non-existent ideal of free trade. There is no such thing as free trade. Libertarians will talk about the fact there's no such thing as a free lunch when they talk about socialism. But they still seem to somehow think that there is such a thing as free trade. Look at these trade agreements. Look at the results that we've had over half a century. And then, what do Republicans think? Well, surely Republicans support this policy of quote-unquote free trade. No, 93% of Republicans, even more than the general population, surprisingly. 93% of Republicans say they strongly or somewhat support President Trump's pledge to fix bad trade deals and negotiate ones that are more fair and reciprocal to American interests. Yet, where are the Republican politicians? Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan. Oh, they're not with the 93%. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan want to side with the 7%. They say they want to narrow Trump's tariffs. And 107 Republican globalist lawmakers, as a Gateway pundit puts it, signed a letter to President Trump on Wednesday before he signed this agreement. He did it pretty hastily on Thursday. They were trying to build opposition to it. 107 of them signed a letter to President Trump on Wednesday saying, don't do this. Even though, as it was announced that he was going to do this in the interim, we had the executive vice president at Century Aluminum say he's going to hire 300 new employees. U.S. Steel said they were going to hire 500 new employees, restart up their factories that they had shut down. So that's 800 steel and aluminum jobs in just a couple of days announced. Factories opened up. And it's going to revive that area. Again, we can talk about whether we're going to have trickle-down poverty or trickle-down prosperity. Because it's not just going to be the people who are working those higher-paid jobs. Yeah, they're dirty, they're dangerous, they're hard work. And these people get paid more money than they do if they are doing retail, which is disappearing, by the way. The retail base is disappearing as well. Why do you think our retail base is disappearing? It's because our economic base is disappearing. We're losing our manufacturing base. And the retail base is going to follow suit, and it has been following suit. So this country is burning down, and these 107 Republican globalist traitors want that to happen. And where is the left on this? Well, you got the Huffington Post coming out and saying, President Trump jokingly used the word globalist to refer to Gary Cohen. He came out and he said, well, I like him even though he's a globalist. He may come back after he's made another couple hundred million dollars. They said, that's racist. That's anti-Semitic. You know that Gary Cohen is a Jew. And it's like, he is also a globalist. He didn't say anything about him being a Jew. It was Huffington Post that had to use the identity politics. It is absolutely amazing when we look at this. As Politico said, Wall Street's hair is on fire over these tariffs because wealthy investors enrich themselves by closing mills and factories in the U.S. and moving them overseas, said AFL-CIO president. See, the common people in those areas, the blue-collar workers, have been betrayed by a Democrat party that is so obsessed over identity politics, trying to create a race war in this country. And we're going to talk to a South African farmer coming up in the next hour about what a race war looks like. I'm going to tell you what eventually happens when these socialists and Marxists get everybody focused on race. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to a farmer from South Africa. They have a death sentence hanging over their head. They have total confiscation of everything they've owned in their country hanging over their head. And we better pay attention to what's going on there, quite frankly. And those people ought to at least be given refugee status in this country if they want to come, because they're going to have everything taken from them, including their lives, if the Marxists in South Africa, as I said yesterday, this is a common tactic by the Marxists, just taking everybody's property, creating a group that they hate, the common enemy that they can rally against, and taking the property, taking the guns, killing their enemies. We have seen this throughout the 20th century. And this isn't even really a black-white thing as much as it is a Marxist authoritarian thing. We saw it with Hitler. We saw it with Stalin. And don't tell me that Hitler and Stalin were opposite each other. They did exactly the same thing. Hitler called himself a socialist. You can play games with these different words. I mean, we just, at top of the hour, pointed out that because President Trump called Gary Cohen, jokingly called him a globalist, said, hey, I like him. He's a globalist. Even though he's a globalist, I like him. He'll be back after he's made another couple $100 million. Now, Huffington Post said, that's racist. That's using the term globalist, that's anti-Semitic because he's Jewish. Now, he really is a globalist. He is a globalist. We've got other globalists like the Koch brothers. You don't have to be Jewish to be a globalist. You have to be a globalist to be a globalist. You have to try to subvert America's interest, send our economy abroad. Let me tell you who else is globalist. It's Paul Ryan. It's Mitch McConnell. A lot of Republicans who signed the letter, 107 of them, don't protect our manufacturing base. They pled with President Trump, but he did it anyway. We don't want a trade war. You don't realize that we've been in a trade war for 40 or 50 years. I mean, these people have been bombing our manufacturing base. They haven't been dropping actual bombs on it. They've been dropping bombs that are pieces of legislation and trade rules that have been put in there for the most part by Republicans. Republicans and establishment Democrats working to bomb our industries with laws, regulations, and unfair trade practices. This has been a trade war that has been going on for decades. And as I said before, after the Trump tax cut went through, the EU declared that it was going to go to war with the United States using the World Trade Organization because giving us tax cuts was unfair competition. So it's about time people wake up, and I think they have woken up to that. But the Democrat Party is still out there playing the policies of racism. You know, even in Chicago, where President Trump is building that shrine to himself, he's got a $500 million shrine that he's making to himself, at the beginning of a corrupt Obama Foundation, just as we had the Hillary Clinton Foundation and all this stuff, it's kind of coalescing around that. Start taking donations, you know, it's to honor him, honoraria. But as that's happening, the neighborhoods where this is going to be put in, there's a lot of poor black people there. And they're saying, we don't like this, we don't want this. And it's like, shut up, you're racist. It's like, how can I be racist? I'm black. I just don't want you taking over my neighborhood and shutting it down for a shrine to Obama. No, shut up, you're racist. They use that against everybody. It's just a rallying cry to get whatever they want. They have to have a label. They have to have a group that they can hate. And let me tell you who they have focused on. It used to be black people with the Democrats in the South, the Jim Crow laws. Now they have flipped the script. And now they champion everybody that's not white. It's not okay to be white. If you say that, it's racist. They want people of color. In other words, that's another way of saying anybody who is not white. So if you don't want to be attacked by the Democrats, don't in any way, shape, or form identify yourself as white. A lot of times Hispanics get labeled. If somebody that is Hispanic is conservative or they do something else that the Democrats don't like, they'll get labeled as white as well. So watch out. Don't get labeled as white. That is a scream of hatred from the racist Democrat Party. I want to call them the demagogue party. All they see is demographics. I'm going to play this identity politics. They're going to get wiped from the map because they have betrayed middle America. They have betrayed the blue-collar workers because all they care about is white skin privilege. And let me tell you how this is going to play out. You know, we've already are on shaky. You think that, as we're going to talk to this South African farmer, they're having their property sold. You think that we're on solid ground here in America because we've got a constitution that protects private property? And you don't know anything about civil asset forfeiture, do you? You don't know anything about how the government has used various bureaucracies to steal people's property, to impose excessive fines. You know, one thing you can do is you can just, you can amend the Constitution, you can throw it away if you got enough votes there. And that's what they're talking about doing in South Africa. A lot of people are saying, wait a minute, you can't do that under our Constitution. You just can't take somebody's property. That's all right. We got a two-thirds majority. We'll amend the Constitution. Or maybe we won't even bother with that formality. Because they haven't bothered with the formality of the Bill of Rights in America for quite some time. You think this kind of stuff can't happen in America? You better wake up. You better wake up. Take a look at General Flynn. Now, this is not a policy where somebody came in under civil asset forfeiture and did it. No, instead, this was an invalid persecution, a persecution of this man, entrapment, persecution. To pay his legal fees, he's had to sell his home. And they've not just stolen his home with this political persecution. They've stolen his good name. And not as far as I'm concerned. I still think that General Flynn is a very honorable man. So he still has a good name as far as I'm concerned. I'm very sorry that they did this to him. It is a crime what this has done. But we've got a couple of Supreme Court cases that are coming up to actually look at some of the excessive fines and some of the taking of property before people are convicted of a crime, not even charged with a crime. And because they say that it's civil, so they say it's not a crime, so the Constitution doesn't apply. See, in America, we don't just have Marxists and socialists in the Democrat Party, but we've got armies of lawyers who like to prevaricate about words. And that's what they've done. They said, it's not criminal, it's civil. So we'll just take your property. If you want to get it back, you have to sue us in court. Oh, that's right, you don't have any money because we took your property. A good example here from Reason Magazine, Hit and Run blog. In theory, New Hampshire has reformed its asset forfeiture laws. Remember they passed that asset forfeiture law? Said, yet, New Hampshire public radio reports the state's cops are still trying to keep stuff that they seize from people who've never been convicted, not even accused of committing a crime. The state highway patrol officers grabbed a bag that had $46,000 in cash out of a man's Hyundai during a traffic stop. They couldn't prove the man had broken any laws, but they're going to keep the money anyway. And if he wants to get his $46,000 back, he's lucky they didn't take his car. But if he wants to get his $46,000 back, he's going to have to sue them. They said, don't blame, and the writer here at Reason said, don't blame me. I warned New Hampshire citizens when the reforms are passed that there is a big loophole. Because the federal government, who started this whole idea of civil asset forfeiture, and Jeff Sessions wants to do more of it, by the way. Shame on him. Shame on him. He is wrong on so many different issues. The U.S. Justice Department's equitable sharing program allows local law enforcement agencies to partner with the feds. And so what they say is, well, it's the federal government that's doing it. It's not us. And then the federal government gives them a kickback. You see how that, how slimy and corrupt this all is? They take your property and they say, it's civil action. It's not a criminal action. So the protections under the Bill of Rights don't apply. And it's not me that's taking your property. I'm actually doing this because I'm working in partnership with the federal government. And the federal government goes around and gives that money back to the cops who took it in the state. And he said some states, such as New Mexico, designed their reforms specifically to keep law enforcement from bypassing these restrictions and going to the feds. But New Hampshire didn't do that. You've got to dot every I and cross every T. I have so many people who come to me and say, you got to understand the Constitution is dead and we're under maritime law, whatever. And I said, look, you get people to understand civil asset forfeiture first. And then you can talk to them about the other ways that they had subverted our Constitution and our government. But if people can't understand that obvious crime, there's no hope for us. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this looks in South Africa with a race war and confiscation by Marxists.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results, so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. We tell you fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area, you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
I want to plow into all of this. That I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Attacks and murders in just the first 2 months of this year. 102 attacks on farms. 1.7 farm attacks per day. We're going to talk to an individual from South Africa. They have started a campaign to raise urgently needed funds for civilian protection. And particularly, they said, for diesel fuel. This is a civil war, they points out, has been promised many, many times by the senior leaders of the African National Congress. They're coming not only after the land, as the Marxist pointed out, we're going to come for their lives as well. We're going to cut the throats of white privilege. And he said, we're just coming after their land. We're not going to kill them yet. All right, so I'm going to talk to him in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I haven't done a plug yet. I want to remind you of the sales that we have that support this operation. We don't get, here's a news flash for CNN. You can organize a boycott, CNN, of our sponsors against us on the monetization at YouTube. That's not where we get the funding for this operation. We get the funding for this operation from you, our listeners, who hear us on the radio, who watch us on the internet. And it's not just on YouTube where we are. And it's not just on our channel where we are. We're in a lot of different places. And if you're hearing this message, we hope that you will support InfoWars against this organized boycott by big media, by big Silicon Valley censors. We have a 30 to 80% discount off of the products at InfoWars store right now, part of our Operation Paul Revere sale that we have extended. And we have, for example, 40% off InfoWars Life survival food. You have a natural disaster, or we have some kind of an economic disaster that's unexpected in this country. Or even if it's just a massive inflation for some reason in the cost of food, you can protect yourself against that. You can store it for 25 years. It's non-GMO. It's made in America. Even after you open it, you can reseal it for a few more days. Great packaging, great food, and you can get that now at a great price, 40% off as part of the sale. And then we have some of our most popular products, 50% off. Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Real Red Pill, Pollen Block, Immune Wall, Biome Defense, True Whey Protein, Prebiotic Fiber, that's probiotic as well as fiber in one formula, 50% off of all of those. As well as some of our apparel, 80% off, and an Aegis Armor backpack insert, a bulletproof insert to put in your backpack, 20% off of that as well. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Really do hope that you will support independent media and your ability to listen to the news and decide for yourself. Keep free speech free. All right, let's talk about what's going on in South Africa. I want to go down this chart that basically breaks down what has happened in the last couple of months. I want to play a quick clip from the South African parliament that is voting to take away land, because this is something that is just now happening. I mean, we've got Forbes and we've got Bloomberg talking about what's going on, and we're going to get it straight from an individual who is there in South Africa, Simon Roche. But just again, go back to this this graphic. In just the first 2 months of this year, 102 farm attacks, that's 1.7 farm attacks a day. One farmer is murdered every 5 days. There have been, when you look at these attacks in this graphic, they break it down as to when these attacks happen. 46% of them, the overwhelming majority, happen between midnight and 6 o'clock in the morning. that come by night. And the average number of attackers, for those where they know, because a lot of times if they kill everybody in the farm, you don't know how many attackers there were. But of the ones where there are some survivors, you have the average number of attackers is 3. But the most that they've seen is 11. So one of these attacks, it was 11 people. So you got a dozen people coming for you in the middle of the night. Why? Because you're white. Because you're white. So joining us now is Simon Roche. You can find, as I pointed out, they have began as of March the 1st. They began a campaign to raise money to help those people defend themselves. And it's very vital. They said they need diesel fuel, for example. This website where you can go to contribute to them is freestarter.com. That's S-T-A-R-T-R. Free, S-T-A-R-T-R.com. And you can also find him at Suidlanders.org. That's Suidlanders.org. So joining us now is Simon Roche, head of the office of the headquarters of the world's largest non-state civil defense organization, Suidlanders of South Africa. Thank you for joining us, Simon.
Thank you very much for having me, Mr. Knight.
Tell us a little bit. I gave the stats of the first couple of months, and actually I was going to play that clip. Before we start talking about this, to again, to put this in perspective for the American audience, let's play that clip of clip five of the South African Parliament voting to take the land, because this is something that's just happened in the last couple of weeks. I talked to you a couple of months ago, but this is building. Let's play that clip.
On Tuesday, South Africans, through their publicly elected representatives in Parliament, voted overwhelmingly in support of a motion to accelerate equitable land redistribution through expropriation of land without compensation. Some have become very hopeful. Some have become very fearful. It is a question that we will continue to handle with care and with responsibility as the government. There will be no smash and grab of land in our country. That we will not allow.
All right, but the smash and grab is already happening, and as we look at the Parliament talking about this stuff, I'm reminded of the expression, democracy is just two wolves and a lamb voting on what's for dinner. And they've got more than enough votes to change the Constitution, don't they, Mr. Roche?
Yeah, that's right. They've got about 70%, 75% of the votes, and they only need 66%. So it's going to go through.
Yeah, yeah. And so what they have done is first they started on a process where they were, forcing you to sell land back to the government, and they were doing some compensation. Then they said, well, let's not do as much compensation. Then they just came out and said, let's not give them any money at all.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. They had a willing buyer, willing seller process for many years. It began in the late 90s, and they said that the process would only last for about 10 years, if I recall correctly. And it was very, very widely broadcast across the length and the breadth of South Africa. And they encouraged people, let's say clans or tribes or families, who believed that their land had been taken from them by white people, to approach the government with a claim to get that land back, and then the government would buy out those farmers. However, it was a shambles, an absolute joke, a fairy tale, because as has recently been demonstrated by Dr. Anthea Jeffrey of the Institute of Race Relations, in 92.7% of the cases of successful claims, the claimants in the end said, you know what, we don't really want the land. Can we have the money instead? On top of that, bearing in mind that South Africa only has about 45,000 commercial farms, on top of that, 4,323 of the successfully claimed farms are now lying fallow. This was demonstrated recently by the Rolf Meyer Institute.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back, Mr. Roche. We're going to come back to you and let us know more about what's going on in South Africa. It was a breadbasket, may turn into starvation.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber. a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. BodyEase, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
And joining us from South Africa is Simon Roche with Suidlanders.org. That's Suidlanders.org. He is head of the office of the headquarters of the world's largest non-state civil defense organization, and they are going to need your help. And your understanding. We're trying to talk about what has happened. Things are changing very rapidly now in South Africa, now that the Marxists are in power. And as we look at these issues, you know, we had Jim Crow here in the American South. They had apartheid in South Africa. And now that these people have gotten in power, the Marxists, who basically used to say that blacks could not own land. Now they're saying whites cannot own land. They just flipped that narrative. Kind of like our new Jim Crow laws from our Socialist Democrat Party, who is now are actively excluding Americans from certain activities or jobs and having their quotas about everything. It's going to get much worse if we keep going down this road that the Democrats in this country have put us on. They're just like the Marxists in South Africa, the Socialists and the Democrat Party. But, sir, tell us a little bit about, we're just talking about this process that has now begun. They said they were going to have a just and equitable compensation, meaning that they weren't going to pay market price. Then they just came out, these Marxists, and said, we're not going to pay them anything. We're just going to take the land.
Their previous policy has absolutely failed. 92.7% of the successful applicants didn't want the land and didn't take it. Of those who did take the land through a successful application process, 4,323 farms are lying fallow, and they haven't been occupied. So the whole thing is a fabrication. It's a nonsense. It's an absolute rubbish story. So now they've said, well, our policy has failed, so gee, we'll take the land and we'll not pay compensation at all, which illustrates to you that it was never about justice or equality or fixing the ills of the past. It's about vengeance and spite, strictly and solely, and anybody with common sense can look at the evidence and arrive at that conclusion for themselves.
And it's also about having an enemy that they can organize against, which is what Marxists do, regardless of what color they are, whether they're white, black, or Asian. They will always focus on an enemy. And when we look at what Marx did, he killed 78 million people, but tens of millions of those people died with starvation policies because the communists, as they take over everything, and as you're pointing out, so many of these farms are just lying there, empty. Nobody's working them. Nobody's growing any food. So you're going to go down the path that we've seen in Rhodesia, which became Zimbabwe. They used to be a major producer of agriculture. Now the people there are having not only hyperinflation, but they're starving in that country because the Marxists don't care about anything but power.
Yeah, absolutely. They have to have an enemy so that they can control everybody. So they identify a sector of the population, in our case, white people, in your case, Americans, because we are very, very much the canary in the coal mine. So much of what is happening in the USA is a sort of an echo of what has happened in South Africa. Mm-hmm. They identify an enemy, and then they say to the rest of the people, look, for your sake, we have to take certain actions. So, for example, they'll say that we have to reduce gun rights, or we want to call in guns so that innocent people don't get hurt. And it sounds ever so reasonable. But the classic illustration of that is here in South Africa. They asked for people to hand their guns in, and many people did. But what they lost sight of is, or what we lost sight of, is that the overwhelming majority of gun owners in South Africa, legal gun owners, are white. And yet the number of guns owned by white people, these guns that supposedly are a threat to people's lives and safety and what have you, is fewer than the number of weapons brought into South Africa by the ANC during the struggle period that were then lost. Of the 10 million or so weapons that they brought in, 2 million have been lost. So if crimes are being committed with weapons, it is the illegal weapons of the African National Congress. But, of course, they say the chap who's sitting at home with a gun to defend his family is really the cause of the problem. And for his own sake, we're going to take his gun away from him. They're very clever.
Now, you used to be a member of the ANC. You were against apartheid. You realize that was wrong. But now you have seen that that really wasn't what they were after. It was simply a narrative that they were using to seize power, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was just a narrative. There's not much more to say, really. I recognized over time that it was all a fiction, all a fable. It was all made up. One thing after another that was promised and assured was subsequently ignored and just went away quietly, and people complacently accepted it. But I'm one of the, I suppose, fewer people who believed that if somebody doesn't stand up and do something, then nobody's going to do anything, and we're just going to get steamrolled, as, with respect, and I say that with respect, outside of the right wing of the USA, outside of the InfoWars channel, the overwhelming majority of Americans are complacently accepting the bizarre nature of the change in their society over the past generation or less.
Yes. I would say, as I began by saying that, it really hasn't changed. I mean, you had apartheid before where one group based on their skin color could not buy land. And now you've got apartheid again where one group based on its skin color cannot buy land. When you buy land in South Africa, they're going to register which, what skin color you are. And when they take this land and they redistribute it, I mean, I'm presuming that white people can't buy that land when they do that. So now you still have apartheid, but now they're threatening, making veiled threats about cutting the neck of white privilege, saying we're going to take the land now. We're not calling for the murder of all whites yet. And so what they're now doing is they've reestablished apartheid and just different colors, but they're now threatening genocide, aren't they?
They are threatening genocide. There have been numerous references to genocide. Our Minister of Defense declared on, if I'm not mistaken, the 2nd or 3rd of November, it was a Tuesday or a Thursday, Wednesday or a Thursday, that if whites protest peacefully against rapes and murders on farms once more, they will begin a civil war, it will initiate a civil war, and they will bring a genocide upon themselves. So that's one of many examples. So
wow, don't protest or we'll kill you. So it's like, yeah, don't exactly. protest or we'll kill you all.
Yeah, if you get all uppity about this rape story, for example, then yes, we're going to kill you all. Explicitly, your viewers can go and look it up on YouTube. It's there for the world to behold.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, the quotes that we're seeing from Malema, who's head of the Marxist Party. But it's the majority ruling party that is essentially enacting his politics, his policies.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite clear that the Marxist Party has stolen the political territory of the Communist Party, and I urge your viewers to be cognizant of the fact that Nelson Mandela remained clandestinely, as was revealed later on, up until the day of his death, a member of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of South Africa. The African National Congress is a proxy for the South African Communist Party. This is a fact, not an opinion. Now, the Julius Malema Party is more of a Marxist party than a pure communist party. And they've stolen political territory from the ANC, from the communists, and now the ANC is desperately trying to wrest it back by being as radical as the economic freedom fighters, to the extent that we recently had a call by a senior African National Congress. He's the head of the African National Congress's militia, which still exists, believe it or not, the Mkhonto we Sizwe, the spear of the nation. Incredibly, it still exists. He recently called for young blacks to join training camps in the bush to learn to fight whites in a civil war. Yesterday, a very widely circulated message came to our attention, and we checked up to see that we verified it, basically. And again, there is a call from out of the ranks of the ANC directing young blacks to training camps with telephone numbers, directions, phone us, we'll help you.
So they're surrogates, and they're encouraging this. They're encouraging this. Yeah. We've got to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. We've got one more segment with Simon Roche out of South Africa telling us what's going on there, and it's a familiar pattern. We have politicians who are fomenting racism and hatred, creating a common enemy for their political power. We've seen this all too often, especially in Marxist countries. We're going to talk to them about what they're going to do about it when we come back.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're talking to Simon Roche out of South Africa.
And as we're talking about the situation there, things have changed very rapidly. One article from the Gateway Pundit points out that back in 2011, Julius Malema, he's the leader now of one of the Marxist parties there, because there's a couple of them, was arrested for playing a song, Kill the Boer, Kill the White Man. And now, just this last week, the South African Parliament has voted to confiscate land from white farmers without any payment, just last week. And then this last Sunday night, the same guy, Julius Malema, who 7 years ago was arrested for playing songs that call for the murder of people, said, go after a white man. We are cutting the throat of whiteness. And so my question to you, Mr. Roche, there is, you've got a civil defense organization that you're trying to help each other. I mean, you've got two major parties that are pandering and also inflaming hatred and racism and killing the white man in South Africa. What do you do about this? Because you're very dispersed in these farms. As we talked about at the beginning of this interview, they will come in numbers after the farmers in the dead of night. You guys are kind of isolated, each of you. And you're at a tremendous disadvantage in terms of the number of people there. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you, what is the plan for defense?
Well, if I may quickly point this out, 2 days after the motion was adopted to pursue the expropriation of farms without compensation, another motion was put before the parliament to nationalize the Reserve Bank. Now, what we've been saying to people is that the confiscation of the farms is one thing, but what it will precipitate, and this should be our immediate concern, and it touches on what you've just mentioned, is that it will give a license to ne'er-do-wells, to crooks, to gangsters, to these murderers and rapists, to become more active. In other words, they'll be saying, well, the big man, the big African man, the big boss, the president, says that the whites are bad and they're going to take the farms away from them. So, therefore, surely we must be able to do these bad things. And we've seen a year-on-year increase in farm attacks from the 1st of January to the end of February, as you showed, from 22 to 102, and this morning I've seen figures of attacks that hadn't been reported, verifiable figures, by the way, that in fact the true figure of attacks between the beginning of January and the end of February is 119. Now, with that in mind, the answer to your question is that although we are the largest organization of our kind in the world, we are persona non grata in the new South African Rainbow Nation utopia. It is very, very, very difficult for us to raise funds. Extremely difficult. And therefore, as you can imagine, and therefore, we are endeavoring to prepare a comprehensive civil defense plan, which will gather people into safe areas. Tomorrow, I will drive down to a remote area of South Africa and spend a week reconnoitering safe havens for refugees on the tops of certain mountains. We're endeavoring to put this plan into action, but with extremely limited resources. So every day is a struggle. Our phones are tapped. Our computers are hacked. It's a joke. That would take an entire episode to describe to you. We're struggling to put this plan into place, and we're basically begging the world to please help us to preserve a culture. 119 farm attacks in 2 months. We are being slaughtered like flies, and we really need a little bit of help to stand tough against these madmen.
Tell people where they can go to give you help.
Well, we would encourage people to participate in the Free Starter campaign that Charles C. Johnson has put together. God bless him. It's freestarter.com. Free, S-T-A-R-T-R. No last E. .com. Very easy to find. Our campaign is easy to find on that homepage. If people scroll down, it's right there. Also, if people wish to donate, otherwise they can donate via PayPal on our website, which is suidlanders.org, suidlanders.org, and there is a PayPal link in the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage.
And, you know, people need to understand, we had so many people in America talking, big media, big Hollywood, calling for boycotts of South Africa, anything throughout apartheid. You were part of the ANC. You wanted to see apartheid end. You understood that that was wrong. We understood that Jim Crow laws were wrong in the South. But now what we have seen is that they have continued apartheid. And now they're talking about going beyond that to genocide, to democide, you know, where the government has all the guns and kills people. That's really what it is. It begins with genocide. But, you know, once they get rid of the white people, they're not going to stop with that. Then you're going to have the black people who are in power. They're going to find a different tribe there. They may have the same skin color, but they'll find some other group to exterminate after they exterminate the white people. This is the way that it always happened. I mean, look at the Hutus and the Tutsis. There weren't any white people involved in that. But we have seen this pattern everywhere, in Cambodia and elsewhere, these kinds of killing fields. Is there any idea? I know you guys are organizing to stay there and to fight, and there's some people who are saying if President Trump should allow refugees from South Africa, we can tell who people are, unlike so many of the countries that we bring people into. We don't know if they were the ones who were the terrorists who were fomenting the war or if they were victims, but we can tell who the people in South Africa are. You've got records that could be shown. I think if that is not extended, if that hand is not extended to South Africa, it shows the duplicity in this refugee program, which you've already seen under Obama, keeping out Christians who are severely persecuted in Muslim areas, but then bringing in all the Muslims in those areas. But what is the feeling there in terms of, you know, you're going to fight, but is there going to come a point at which you're going to flee or need to flee.
No. No, we're not going to do that, David. I understand that you bring the topic up with respect, and please forgive my vociferous tone, but we get this all of the time. It's wrong. It's wrong to suggest that we should give up, that we should capitulate to barbarianism, that we should go to another country, Australia, New Zealand, and subject our children to the same pornography and abortion and liberal values that are being imposed upon us here in South Africa as in the United States of America and Canada and Europe. This imposition, this external imposition, because it is not an articulation of either the Western European genetic pool or of the Christian tradition of European-derived cultures. These things are externally imposed upon us, and they're going to be imposed upon us wherever we go. So we might as well stand fast here now.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. Live free or die. That used to be the spirit of America.
That was the spirit of our forefathers. That was the spirit that built the world, David. It's not to say that every other culture is bad or every other race is useless or this or that or the religions or whatever. But our people are good people who've done good things throughout the whole world. We deserve to be able to hold our heads high and not feel shame for crimes that we didn't even commit in the first place. We deserve the Western
right.
European Christian tradition of the world deserves to be able to look itself in the mirror and say, you are not so bad.
That's right. And we see that same spirit here in America as they desire to tear down every monument to anything that is any good. They will go through and they will isolate something out of everybody is human. You can find something that is wrong in everybody. You can find something that is wrong in every society. They will focus on the negative, but their goal is to tear down the good. Their goal is to tear down Western civilization. I mean, the same people who want to go in and tear down statues of Christopher Columbus or Robert E. Lee or even leaders from the other side of the Civil War that they don't know anything about. These same people want to go out and put up a statue of Marion Barry, who went to prison because he was corrupt and smoking crack and everything. I mean, certainly this guy had his problem. Maybe they want to celebrate what they liked about Marion Barry. I don't know what they liked about Marion Barry. But, you know, you can go in and you can find this about everybody. They want to purge Churchill. They want to purge Robert E. Lee, even Abraham Lincoln or Ulysses S. Grant. That is the spirit. As you pointed out, we cannot give into that. Good for you for standing up for that. Good for you.
Thank you very much, and thank you to all of the good Americans, Europeans, and others, but this being an American channel and an American show, thank you very, very much. This is a heartfelt thank you to all of you who have supported us and who continue to support us. We bless you before God.
Well, we really do hope the best for you. And, you know, you're welcome to come on anytime and to tell us what is going on. I know that things are changing very rapidly there. People need to understand what is happening because you don't stand alone. This is a globalist agenda. Marxism is something that has been a pox upon the entire world. And what they do is they want to destroy every society so they can rebuild it with themselves at the top. And you're talking about the fact how it is the absolute scum of society who use these types of revolutions to put them in charge of everybody else. Good for you for standing up. Thank you, Simon Roche. You can find this his website and how to help him at Suidlanders.org. That's Suidlanders.org. Thank you. Good luck to you, sir. May God be with you.
Good day and God bless you.
InfoWars has partnered with Defender Body Armor to bring you a new state-of-the-art line of advanced, highly tested body armor from InfoWarsStore.com. Defender Body Armor is certified to protect against all handgun rounds and even armor-piercing FN 5.7 pistol rounds. The secret to Defender Body Armor is its proprietary processing technology that disperses more kinetic energy at a rate higher than any other traditional body armor. Using one of the strongest synthetic materials ever created, called ultra-high molecular weight polyethylene, Defender Armor is also super compact and lightweight. There's a reason the Department of Defense chose Defender to manufacture their new line of advanced lightweight armor. It works. Defender Body Armor is made right here in America and has received the highest level ballistic resistance certification from an authorized NIJ ballistic laboratory. Defender Body Armor is now available through InfoWarsStore.com so you can defend yourself, your family, and finance the InfoWar against the globalists all at the same time. A total 360 win.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking about gun control in the next hour. We're going to be talking about the Texas Sutherland Springs Church, who are now being harassed by people who claim that they have some connection or endorsement from InfoWars. They do not. I'm going to make that very clear. And we're going to talk to a former pastor of that church who we knew through his portrayal of George Washington doing that as an educational thing for children to get them to understand the values that America was built upon. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about anybody being perfect here. I mean, I never believed that George Washington never told a lie. The cherry tree myths and so forth. We don't need to have hagiographies. But let's also not throw everybody out if we can find one flaw in their life. And so he would go around educating people about the values that this country was built upon and the good things that some people did, so that we can emulate the good things instead of focusing on the bad. We're going to talk about that in the next segment, and then in the segment following that, Mark Collins is going to be joining us. But before we do, a little bit of news at the top of the hour here. We've had a federal judge in Maryland rule that President Trump had the right to end DACA. This is a big win for the administration. Remember, we've had two judges, one federal judge, lower court judges, but they're federal judges. So they're not answerable to anybody. You can't vote them out. They're appointed for life by the federal government. And you had one in California, one in New York say, no. President Trump doesn't have anything to say about immigration rules, but specifically about DACA. And here's what this federal judge, Judge Roger W. Titus, a Bush appointee, ruled Monday that President Trump acted within his authority to plan to rescind an executive order. Actually, it's not an executive order. It's a memo by his Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, his Homeland Security Secretary. But we'll put it here, to rescind this order from Obama that was announced in 2012 as a way to protect illegal immigrants who were brought to the United States as minors. This is from the Washington Examiner. And this is what the judge wrote. Given the reasonable belief that DACA was unlawful. Unlawful. What was it? It was an order from the Department of Homeland Security that was in charge of Border Patrol and Immigration Control, ICE, saying we're not going to enforce the law. That was an unlawful order. And so the judge says, given the reasonable belief that DACA was unlawful, not a law, the decision to wind down DACA in an orderly manner was rational, he wrote. He says, as disheartening or inappropriate as the president occasionally disparaging remarks may be, they are not relevant to the larger issues governing DACA rescission. The DACA rescission memo is clear as to its purpose and reasoning, and its decision is rational and rationally supported by the administrative record. And so this is what we've been saying all along, that the absurdity of this is that you've got judges who say that President Obama's order to say we're not going to enforce the law cannot be rescinded by President Trump saying we are going to enforce the law and the borders. And these judges are saying this, seriously saying this. And their rationale for this is that we don't like the things that President Trump has said. They don't even rule on the letter of the law on the rescission memo from President Trump. They don't even look at that. They don't even discuss that. They don't even say whether or not the president has the authority to enforce border laws. It's absolute absurdity. Absolute absurdity. And you had a Justice Department spokesperson, O'Malley, say today's decision also highlights a serious problem with the disturbing growth in the use of nationwide injunctions by a single federal judge, lower court federal judge, which causes Maryland court's correct judgment in favor of the government to be undermined by the overbroad injunctions that have been entered by courts in other states. President Trump, you need to channel President Andrew Jackson and say, they have made their opinion known. Let's see these lower court federal judges enforce it. And you even have, in case it matters to you, the opinion of another federal judge says it is lawful. What President Obama did was unlawful. He ignored the law. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk to you about false flags. And I want to talk to you about false narratives about false flags as well. It's very important that we understand that this isn't a binary choice. It isn't that either everything the government says is true or everything the government says is false. If it's going to be effective, they're going to mix things together, folks. We have to look at their agenda and what they're trying to do. That's why in the aftermath of this Parkland shooting, I have tried to focus more on the gun control moves that are being made than even what the students are saying. But when people say things that are wrong, when people lie, when sheriff's departments continually change their stories, it's valid to criticize them. One of the ways that they shut down that criticism is to say when somebody comes out and says, again, we look at this and say everything is either true or everything is wrong. One of the things that these people will do who are trying to shut down any discussion or examination of what happens or to shut down the examination of the proposals that they're putting out there, one of the things that they do is to come out and say, nobody died. Nobody died. That has become the favorite tactic to shut us down. That is as common as seeing censorship with harassment and bullying. Remember when we had Mike Adams come in? He said they went back 6 years when he had a discussion and he had a guy who was analyzing what happened at Sandy Hook. And he said in the discussion, the guy said, nobody died. And he said, I didn't agree with him. He said, we were talking about some of the lies that had come out, the inconsistencies that had come out of Sandy Hook. And it's important to look at that as we did with Las Vegas. But they went back 6 years and shut that down, said that's bullying and harassment. Let me tell you what was real bullying and harassment. I've talked about it the last couple of days. I'm going to talk to somebody who used to be a pastor at this church in Sutherland Springs. And he knows the people there. And he knows that it was real. And yet you got some people who continue to go down there and harass the pastor and the church members who lost loved ones and get in their face about this stuff. And I had... Within the shooting happened in Vegas on a Wednesday, and I had Steve Pachinik, who used to be, maybe still is, CIA, call me on Wednesday as part of the program to talk about what was happening in Vegas. And he began by saying, nobody died. This whole thing is totally fake. And I said, stop right there. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. This is a tactic that people use to make us, throw us under the bus so that we can't look at anything that the government has done. And I don't appreciate that kind of tactic. And that same type of thing is being used by some people who are desperate for attention, or they're either federal shills. But whatever their motive, or whoever they are, what they're doing is absolutely reprehensible. We're going to talk to Mark Collins in the next segment. But I want to show you one of the things that they are doing here, because when we contacted him about this, he thought that we were in agreement with these people. And I want to show you how they twist the truth. In December, there was an Antifa rally that was being covered. Owen Schroyer was there with a cameraman from InfoWars and so forth. And they came up and blindsided him and said, we got this flyer here, and we want to show you this flyer. And they gave him a flyer, and he goes, oh, okay. You know, and he read the name that was on the flyer, and they used that to say that we endorsed their absurd campaign, that over 33 shootings, not a single person died. Let me tell you something. If they want to do a false flag operation, it's going to be far more effective if they kill people. If they kill people. And you can take a look at what they're trying to do to see if they've got an agenda that's already lined up and ready to go, just waiting for the right kind of... You know, they didn't do any of that in Texas. Why? Because in Texas, the shooting didn't fit their gun control pattern. You had a good guy with a gun, the same gun that the bad guy was using, stop him. And that guy was... The good guy was an NRA man. Didn't fit their narrative. And there wasn't any... changing narrative like we saw at Las Vegas. It wasn't like the police kept changing this and changing that and changing this. It wasn't that we had all these inconsistencies and all these absurdities that were coming out of Vegas. It was straight up murder. Straight up murder. So let's play first for you, how they cut this out at that rally to try to show that InfoWars endorsed and we do not endorse what they had to say.
Well, I'm sure that they're covering something up.
I know you want to hear the truth. So
I do,
I'm giving
but I got
so
it right
take
here.
That home,
I will.
Sidethorn.
Sidethorn.com. There it is.
Person.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
And so they put that up, that little 10-second video, and they say, this is InfoWars endorsing this. And it's not. He didn't know what that was when he held it up. And at the same time, if you looked in the background, you can see Joe Biggs over there. At this same rally, Joe Biggs was there, not there as part of InfoWars. But these another person with this organization comes over and starts trolling him about the shooting. Here's that clip.
I wanted to ask you a question, dude.
Yeah.
About your visit down to Orlando, the Pulse nightclub victims.
Uh-huh.
Real or fake?
Oh, definitely real.
Come on, man. Are you really going to sell the public that shit really went down as real?
Yeah, it really did happen. People are dead.
People died at the Orlando Pulse nightclub.
Yeah, of course.
Dude.
Come on.
Come on, man.
I don't believe that crap.
Come on, man.
Actual protesters?
No. They're right over there.
Okay. You look like nationalists, though.
Yeah, Joe Biggs isn't buying into this. No, and he went to Orlando. He knows better. But the guy won't stop.
I think the nationalists are across the street.
Just keeps trolling Joe. Seriously. And Joe is sitting there on his phone. The guy just keeps...
Man, look, camera down.
Oh, yes, I don't...
Says, look, I don't have the camera on, but he's still got the camera on. That's their tactics.
You're not gonna ever come clean, are you, man? Why is that, dude?
Come clean. I don't believe in that crap.
Did you have to sign some kind of non-disclosed contract or what? The federal
yeah,
government?
Right.
What? Alex Jones? who did it?
Wait, what crap don't you believe?
No. He spent the day with the victims and had lunch, posed for them, pictures, whole interviews, all that, man.
You believe in that, man?
All those ones that got shot.
Gentlemen?
Hey, what's up, man? There he is, Owen Troyer.
And see, at this point, then his partner goes over and does that troll.
But he still works.
But he's also saying, oh, InfoWars, you guys are trying to cover stuff up. All right, and he continues to troll Joe. And then some other people who are with Joe come over. And then at this one point, he has Joe asks him, he says, well, what about Vegas? Because this is only, I guess, maybe about 2 months after Vegas. And they get into there you can see right there, that is the woman doing her thing with Owen right there. But then watch what happens here. Or listen.
I know you do.
There was no
And how come nobody's coming after my $100,000 reward, Joe Biggs?
I have no idea.
Why not, man? No first responders, nothing?
No gunshots.
I have no idea. Nobody wants to.
He claims he's going to give a $100,000 reward to anybody that that shows that something happened to people, and yet many people have given him any documentation that you give him, he refuses to pay up.
I didn't go up and ask them for their numbers to keep in contact.
So you didn't even look into it to see if it was fake or real yourself? You just bought the story it was sold to you? Is that what you're telling me?
If that's what you want to believe, man.
Dude, what I want to believe is the truth.
Just says, if that's what you want to believe, man, whatever.
The whole truth.
So did the Las Vegas happen? Or are you saying
no, it did not.
So you're saying my cousin is in a hospital with
crisis acting buggers, man, all of them. There's not a victim there. If so, come after my $100,000. It's for that one also.
Did Joe know somebody was shot?
Put you in contact with that person because they need the money to help pay for their
hospital. Please do, man. We've been trying. We've been trying to give that money away.
What's
that?
Vegas didn't happen?
No.
So my friends,
a
guy shot.
Yeah, here's one of Joe's friends.
You in the mouth.
So you're telling me my friend didn't get shot in Vegas?
Shot.
I have prove it, man. Prove it. Hold now, the put your hands on.
Yeah, and so at this point, it's just yelling back and forth. The guy with Joe is incredibly angry at this point, for those of you who are listening to the beeps on radio, and he is getting in his face, and they're shouting at each other. Of course, there's what you don't see behind the camera is there's five or six cops around there. Nobody's going to start anything with that. But this is what these people have been doing to the pastor in Sutherland Springs. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Mark Collins, who used to be a pastor there. I'm going to show you a clip of the pastor. These people were arrested for harassing the pastor, for claiming that the shooting was staged. They were arrested on Monday. And I tell you what, it is, you really have to question the motives of this. These people hate us more than Megyn Kelly does. But they're the ones fueling the agenda that Megyn Kelly uses. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling hey great, now. Looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2, if there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just showing you a couple of clips, showing the lying tactics that some people use to try to entrap those of us who might be inclined to jump in and endorse something. This applies to everybody, not just people in the media. And it's something we learn to live with in the media. But you, on social media, when you decide and you see something that somebody puts up, and if you don't vet it, if you retweet it or you repost it on your Facebook or whatever, you pass that along, understand that there are a lot of people out there who are trying to discredit you, who are trying to discredit the things that you believe in. And they will put stuff out there that will play to your political beliefs, to your biases. They'll tell you all kinds of crazy. There was a story that was circulating not too long ago about Mel Gibson saying that he had this interview in the UK. And that he said that all these people in Hollywood are passing baby blood around like currency and so forth, all these sensational things. And then you look at the story and says, yeah, he said this to some people off the record in a green room and so forth. You pass that around and they're going to use that to discredit you. And one of the things that they use to discredit people from pushing back against their arguments, to completely take you out of the argument, whenever they use a tragedy to push gun control, their agenda, as they're currently doing now in Parkland. One of the things that they do is to say, try to get you to agree that nobody died there. That is a tactic to discredit you. It's a tactic to discredit the media. And it's a tactic that some people use, quite frankly, to try to make themselves into a public figure, to try to draw attention to themselves. It isn't an all or nothing. This is not a binary world where everything is either all true or not true. The question in these events are, is the government telling us the truth? Who did the killing? We really do want to know who did the killing. That's important in many cases, isn't it, to know who did the killing? If they really want to push forward an agenda, it is a lot more effective for them if people actually do die. So just think about that. Think about that for a moment. So we played a clip from a rally where Owen and Joe Biggs were trolled by these people, and you can see their true colors in all this. They tried to pretend that Owen was endorsing their phony reward, $100,000 reward, to prove that anybody died in any shooting, anytime, anywhere, any place. And, of course, anybody that shows them birth certificates or death certificates or shows them pictures, oh, no, that's fake. That's fake. That's a doctored document. That's a crisis actor. That's a this, that. They don't believe anything anybody shows them. That's the tactic. And it is bait to try to shut you down and discredit you. But it's also something very hateful. And I wanted to bring on Mark Collins because the day after the shooting, Mark, who used to live there, he used to actually be a pastor of that church, knew what was going on there. As a matter of fact, he broke on this story. The news, CNN, was telling everybody that the person who was stopped by a good guy with a gun there that had a shotgun. And Mark came on and said, no, I know the man. And he said it wasn't a shotgun. It was an AR, and it took him a while to get there because he had an empty magazine. He had to put the bullets in the magazine. If you've ever done that, you know that's a slow process to put bullets in your magazine. And he talked about how anguished the man was in terms of doing this. And you've all seen the clip where he did the right thing. It's a very difficult thing for him to do. But now we have these people down there. They just got arrested on Monday. I've talked about this for the last 2 days. And I wanted Mark to come on to talk about what is going on there with the pastor. They were just arrested for harassing the pastor who lost his daughter in that shooting. And joining us now is Mark Collins. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark, to set the record straight.
David, it is truly an honor to be with you once again. And just thank you for taking the time to address some of these issues. You know, Frank was a Navy veteran. He was a patriot. One of those killed, Bob Corrigan, was an E-10, which is one of the highest ranks that an enlisted man can have. Just an incredible individual. A lot of patriots in this church, and it just really grieves them that they're considered part of the conspiracy. And if these folks would just take a moment and go and search these people out, Brian Holcomb, who was the associate pastor who was supposed to preach that morning, is fifth or sixth generation in that area. And so I wish Brian would come back if he was just acting. But, you know, if they would just do a little research, they would see that these people didn't come in the week or the month before this event and were actors or whatever they think. But they don't want to really dig deep. They're convinced that they're right. And yeah. It's really devastating to these people that have lost so much. Mm-hmm. And just pray that they could gain wisdom. We know that our government has given us a lot of reasons not to trust. And,
that's right.
You know, the IRS and our intel community being weaponized, that has turned out to be a reality in many cases.
Well, you look at what happened in Las Vegas. I mean, we had a narrative and changed radically from time to time, right? And so many suspicious things. But we know people were shot. The question is, we're looking at this and saying, well, we want to know who did the shooting. And you look at the agendas that they're pushing out there. We have to be able to be accurate so that we can question the inaccuracies of the government. And we don't want to add to the grief of people who have lost loved ones. This pastor down there, Frank Pomeroy, you pointed out that he was in the military as well. They're threatening him, threatening to hang him, threatening to urinate on him. His daughter was killed in that attack.
Absolutely. And, you know, they even said that they've seen Annabelle living in Michigan or just some of the stuff. It's just really off the shelf. Just the other day, I read that we were accused of being Rosicrucians, which I had to go look up. What in the world is that? and you know, it's part of the Illuminati. And all of that is based on the fact that in the memorial, we have little red crosses on the back of each chair representing each of the victims that died and a rose in each chair. And of course, apparently as I look this stuff up, they use a rose and a cross as their symbol. But who would have thought that a Baptist church would use a cross and a rose to memorialize yeah. those that had died? So, you know, it really gets unhinged. And I just wish they would take a breath and step back and really do some research. These were real folks that lost their real lives.
And of course, if you research this, you can see that this $100,000 reward is totally phony. If they have the money, they won't respond to anybody that gives them any documentation about any shooting and any people who were killed. They don't believe that any of these people existed. They won't respond to any evidence that any of these people existed. As you pointed out, you know, one of the people there that was killed is a long-term veteran. These people were well-known in that community. They were known by you years ago when you were a pastor there. There's absolutely no question about it. But it is very disturbing to see this. And we got to take a break. But when we come back, I want to play a little bit of a clip where one of these individuals came up and was harassing Frank Pomeroy. They were proud of what they had done to this man. And I want people to see the humble way in which this pastor responded. I looked at that and I thought, I don't think I could have had that much control. I think I probably would have gone after that guy. But it is amazing to see the love and the broader scope of this pastor. We're going to show you that clip when we come back and talk to Mark Collins, who used to be a pastor at that church. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results, so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. We tell you, fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area, you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today. Being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and we're talking to Mark Collins. He used to be a pastor at the Sutherland Springs Church that was shot up last summer. I think it was in July. A lot of people died there. You know, we talk a lot about the Parkland Stoneman Douglas shooting. 17 people, adults and children, died there. There were 26 people who died at the Sutherland Springs Church, many of them far younger than the high school students, and some of them older than the teachers that died there, as if age makes a difference. But 26 people, not 17. And it was interesting that this was not used as part of a gun control agenda, because it didn't fit their narrative. You had a good guy with the same gun, the AR-15 that they want to demonize, that they want to ban, who stopped the shooter, who was armed with that same gun. And he was an former NRA instructor as well. But now you've got people who are going down there harassing, just got arrested for harassing the pastor down there, Pastor Frank Pomeroy. Mark Collins used to be a pastor there at that church that was shot up, all those people killed in that church. And Mark, we were talking about the people there and how you've known them for quite some time. Tell me a little bit about Frank Pomeroy, the man. What do you know about the man and the pastor Frank Pomeroy? Because I want to play a clip of this individual who was arrested earlier in the week, trolling Frank Pomeroy, and he was proud of what he did to Frank Pomeroy. I'm actually proud of what Frank Pomeroy did in response, but I want you to talk to the people a little bit about the man you know, Frank Pomeroy.
You know, I was the interim pastor for a year, and we called Frank to be the full-time pastor, and I became his associate pastor, basically second in command for 13 years. And he has become my dearest friend in the world. You know, totally vastly different backgrounds. He grew up in a very rough home, dysfunctional to the max, you know, according to Frank, in a lot of ways. And yet he survived all that, became a Navy veteran. And then the Lord called him into full-time ministry. And he kind of came from the rougher side of the tracks. But here's a man that loves the Lord. I remember years ago, a little Hispanic set of girls that were sisters that were in foster care in one of the families, and they brought them to the Vacation Bible School. And those two little girls never left Sutherland Springs after that, because Frank and Sherry adopted them. Oh. The youngest one, Annabelle, was a fetal alcohol baby. They told him, Frank, Sherry, she will never talk. She will probably be pretty much vegetative. And through the love of these two people that took this total stranger, you know, basically the world would look at broken goods. And Annabelle became this beautiful, vibrant, talkative young lady that and they were just shocked. The foster system was just like, this is just not possible. And unfortunately, that morning, that precious soul went on to eternity. And, you know, just Frank and Sherry's love for their community and for their folks, and, you know, how they have sustained under all of the things that have happened to them, only God knows. And it's only through God's help and support that they've been able to do what they're doing and to keep going. And it's just sad that on top of everything else that they've lost, they're now having to deal with this. And I would just encourage these people that are doing this, you know, research the government. In fact, research us. Research us in Sutherland Springs. Find out that these were long-term citizens, generations of Holcombs, generations of Hills, and many of these families have been there for years. It's not like these actors flew into town, acted like they got shot, and flew off. If these guys really want to know the truth, dig for the truth. You'll see that these families have been there for generations.
Yes, I want to play a clip of this individual who was just arrested for continually harassing the pastor. I think this clip was maybe back in December at some point in time. So now here we are in March. It's been harassing them off and on, I guess, or maybe continuously since then. But I want people to see the grace, the Christian love of this pastor. He knows that he's not just talking to this one individual. I mean, if that were the case, you know, why cast your pearls before swine? He could have just walked off and not had any comment. But he used this as an opportunity to talk about the love and grace of Christ. I want to play that clip.
Just wanted to ask you one question.
Yeah.
How many people showed up here and said it was fake? Have you had any of those?
No.
Not at all, huh? I'll be damned.
We only have had many people coming in, and their hearts have been affected in ways which they never expected.
Right, right. How do you know for a fact that it actually happened if you weren't here?
Sir,
I'm just
not going to answer that question.
I'm just, these are people that are asking us questions on our media site, so that's what I'm saying. We've got to...
You can tell those people that God is at work here, and we can only encourage them to find faith and trust. And this is a encouragement to believe. And you know, I don't know how well you know the Bible, but
pretty well.
But there's a place in there that says that in the last days, the question will be from Jesus, is there faith on earth?
And are we in the last days, in your opinion?
In my opinion, yes, but I don't know that much. But all I'm saying is that we, with all that's going on in the world, we seek solutions in many different ways. And it's getting more and more clear that the solutions we're seeking don't work.
Right, right.
And the question is, what does work?
Where is all this leading, though? All of these mass events?
For us to find faith. That's what's leading us. For us to seek for what the real answer is.
Even though some, in an overwhelming opinion, some of them are manufactured by the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, what do you think about that? Is that all leading toward the same faith?
I have no idea, but I can only tell you that the challenge...
All right, let's cut it there at that point. This guy is just going to continue to hassle him, and evidently, because that didn't work, he got much more threatening. The individual that you heard there talking and trolling that pastor who responded with humility and gentleness and talked about how the problem that is happening there. Oh, that's not Frank. I thought that was Frank. They're telling me that's not Frank. But anyway, that was still another guy that was at the, that was a guy named Bob. Mark is telling us there. I thought that was the pastor. I don't know the pastor there. But nevertheless, that individual who goes to church there was responding in a very gentle way. And trying to talk about the greater needs that people have, and why some individual would just murder 26 people. What is wrong with our society was what he was talking about, Mark.
Yeah.
Your comments.
Absolutely. You know, that precious soul, him and his wife, came from the East Coast. His name is Bob, but just for his protection, that's all I'll tell him.
Mm-hmm.
They came and went to every funeral, David, and then volunteered to man the memorial for about 6 weeks, leaving their
home. Oh, so he wasn't even at that. He wasn't even a member of that church. He was just there to help people.
That they came all the way from the East Coast and stayed for nearly 2 months ministering to the folks at Southern Springs. Bob and his wife were just precious folks. But, yeah, isn't it great the way he handled himself?
It is.
Just incredible.
There's an amazing contrast between him and between this other individual, because I don't know if you heard the clip at the beginning of the hour, but I played the way that he was trolling Joe Biggs and people that were with Joe Biggs about the shooting in Vegas, saying that nobody died there. And they were very upset because nobody was shot. They knew people who had been shot, and they got very, very upset with him. Obviously, they're screaming back and forth at each other, profanities. I understand that. I probably would have reacted the way Joe did and the other guy. But the way that Bob acted was with Christian charity and humility and talking about what is truly missing in the society. All right, stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk to Mark Collins. I want to give him the final word on and let him speak to some of these people who are out there making life miserable for the grieving families after that shooting. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Mark Collins, who used to be a pastor at the church that was shot up in Sutherland Springs Church. He knows the current pastor there now. They switched places. He came in as an associate pastor underneath Mark, and then became the pastor. And Mark moved on. But he knows the people that are there. He's known them for generations. And again, earlier this week, some individuals who have been harassing people in that community were arrested for that. He had threatened, these other people had threatened the pastor, yelling, screaming, hollering. We showed you a clip of what they were doing at a rally here in Austin to Joe Biggs and to other people. And he was doing that type of thing, yelling, screaming, threatening to hang the pastor from a tree and urinate on him. The police have arrested them. And Pomeroy, the pastor, said he thought the couple was trying to bait him into doing something rash and trying to play some angle by saying that the shooting was staged, that his daughter never existed. As the Daily Caller article points out, the First Baptist congregants have been harassed by these people previously. Pomeroy said he was glad that authorities have finally arrested them. But Mark, tell us, you know, what this really means for the people there in the community. And, you know, if you want to talk to these people who have been harassing them, you've got an opportunity to do so.
Well, thank you, David. Again, you know, it's been sort of a relief that these who were sort of the tip of the spear in this effort to, I guess, seek truth, as they say. And again, I challenge them to truly seek truth. Go and investigate who these people were. Did they just show up, or had they been here for generations? And they'll find the truth. But the other thing is, just on the off chance that they're wrong, that these are not actors, just think of how, I mean, it's the epitome to evil of evil to call a mother who lost her daughter and call that daughter every profane word in that you can imagine and say, tell the truth that your blankety blank daughter is really not dead. Can you imagine how devastating that is to get this call from a stranger? So please leave these folks alone until you know what you're talking about. The other thing is, I'm a patriot. I love your show. I've been on your show. I spent 7 years making a documentary film to warn America about the global agenda and that, you know, there's enemies of our state, domestic and foreign, and we need to be aware of it. And so I understand a lot of where they're coming from. And if they have questions, or if they really want truth and they want to dialogue with me peaceably, I'll give you my email address and I'll dialogue with anybody that really wants truth, because I know what the truth is and I'd love to share that with them. And so my email is Mark Collins, TX, MarkCollins, TX at yahoo.com. They have questions, concerns. Brother Mark, I have trouble wrapping my mind around this. Help me. I'll be glad to dialogue with anybody. But let's leave these victims alone until you know what you know is true.
Absolutely. I mean, when we look at situations, like Las Vegas, we want to know what happened there. We want the government to be transparent with us, not lie to us, not constantly change the agenda. So we do ask questions. And when people come in and say, well, either, you know, nothing ever happened at any of these events, nobody was ever hurt, that's absolutely patently, obviously false. I mean, it's more effective for them if people are hurt, because then people are going to be motivated to go after the phony solutions that they're offering. But they didn't offer any phony solutions after this because it didn't fit their narrative that they want to use for gun control. And so it's most amazing to me that they would continue to pursue that, especially to pursue it here. You have to understand that, you know, part of investigation is to have an open mind. You know, we're trying to get the truth from people. We want to know what's happening. And sometimes the truth isn't what you decided it was going to be beforehand.
Absolutely. Yeah, have an open mind. Don't already have a predetermined disposition. What you know is true, a lot of times it's not. And trust me, in this case, it's not. I saw the blood. I saw the bullet holes. I saw my friends and my loved ones leave this world. And that's real, and they're causing a hurt to a lot of folks that don't deserve it.
Mm. Tell me about Stephen Woolford, the hero who did that. How was he coping with that? Because I know that he was very he was struggling because he did not want to have to do anything like that. But he did that. He put himself in danger to save other people. We saw the video of him as he was talking about it, how he struggled with the fact that he couldn't have saved more people by getting there earlier. How is he doing?
He really seems to be doing very good. He's been very active at the church. I've seen him at the church quite a few times. And, you know, because he's now invested. He invested his life in those people. They weren't strangers to him, but he wasn't a member of that body. But Stephen is a precious soul, and keep him in your prayers. But yes. I think he's doing really well. And, you know, a lot of people have encouraged him. You didn't do all that you think you could have, but you did. You ran toward the roar of battle when other people would run away from it. And
absolutely,
for that, commending.
And it is truly is, and you know, he didn't go to that church. He goes to another church. He's a Christian. And it truly is a picture of what Christ calls us to do. And that is to sacrificially love other people, to put yourself at risk for the lives of other people. He really thought that he was going to be shot. And the individual who was there, they both had the same gun, but the other individual had a bulletproof vest. And so, you know, it really truly was an act of courage, an act of selfless love. And it is something that is to be commended. And it was something that was so powerful that for the most part, the media chose not to talk about that.
Absolutely. As you shared, it did not fit their narrative. Here was a man with a good guy with a gun, stopped the bad guy with a gun. And what a beautiful picture of what we should all be about. You know, one of the earliest questions that God asked Adam was, or Cain asked God, am I my brother's keeper? And the answer to that is yes. And we have seen that over and over, the outpouring from all over the world, all over the country for Sutherland Springs. And there's the encouraging side of it. It's not all negative. It's just been incredible. Bob, for example, who leaves their home on the East Coast and comes for 2 months to invest their life in a bunch of strangers they've never met before. And,
Yeah, he was so composed that I just assumed that he was a pastor. Didn't say anything in the video as to who he was, and I just assumed that it was a pastor. You know, Mark, there was one other thing, too, because I talked to people who are having their lives threatened by a Marxist government. The Marxist government has promised to take their property, the white farmers in South Africa. Now they have reimposed apartheid, and now they're talking about genocide there. And as the struggles were there, there was another story of a Christian who visited a church one day. And the rebels that were part of the ANC at the time before they got power, they decided they were going to go to a church that was a liberal church. They figured a prosperous area. They figured nobody would be carrying a weapon. This individual's name is Charles Van Vick, and I've interviewed him. He would carry a pistol because he said he struggled with this as a Christian, but he said, I knew that it was my responsibility to be able to not only protect my own life and defend it, but also to protect other people. And he had seen some acts of violence. So he was there, just happened to be visiting that church that day, not a member of that church. And these guys came in throwing hand grenades, firing fully automatic weapons into that church, killed a lot of people instantly. It was a very large congregation, over 1,000 people. They had planned to kill everyone in that church. He was all the way up in one corner. He had a revolver with 5 shots, and he thought, I'm never going to hit these guys. He got out the revolver, fired 1 shot, and maybe 2, and then he thought, I'm too far away. He went out the back and came around the other side, and they were already running away. And then he took another couple of shots at them, and then they completely ran away because they thought there were multiple people who were armed there. And that's what they testified later on, because they were able to come out and talk about this because of truth and reconciliation that they had in that country. And so they were able to talk about that without being prosecuted for the murders that they had committed. But it's very important for people to understand. I think a lot of people in churches got that message. They took it upon themselves to train individuals to protect themselves. I think this is a solution in churches. It's a solution in schools. It's a solution in America that we take responsibility to protect ourselves and to protect other people and to train ourselves to do that. And I think a lot of churches are doing that now, aren't they?
They really are. You know, and I think it's very biblical. When they rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem, they had their shovel in one hand and their sword in the other hand.
That's right.
And, we do have a responsibility under the Lord's leading to protect our fellow man and to stand up for them. And I praise the Lord that, you know, our country has done that all over the world. And I think it's because of the biblical precepts that's been instilled in us for so many years. I hate to see us lose that. And some of these individuals that are attacking Frank and the church in Sutherland Springs, they've lost perspective of those things.
That's right. Yeah, he referenced that. It reminds me of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, his trowel and sword. That's what he called what he wrote. All right, well, thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. That's it for our show. Thanks for listening.